Hello, everybody. This is Marla Beck over at CoachMarla.com, where I help smart, accomplished writers like you to commit to a writing practice and to get your most important projects done so that you can get busy not only changing your own life for the better, but the life of the world around you. Well, I'm here today in one of my most favorite spots, against a redwood tree. Thought I'd share that with you. But I want to talk to you today about a very important topic, and it is this: protecting your confidence. Protecting your confidence. You know, occasionally writers will come to me, well, I should say more than occasionally, and feel that their main problem is they aren't feeling confident in the new genre they're trying out or in reclaiming their writing talent for their own. Perhaps they've worked in a different career like law or medicine or teaching or business where their communication skills were in use, but they weren't cultivated as writing. They don't see themselves as writers. Others of my clients are people who write for a living but have a secret desire to write fiction, and they try it out. And what happens and what can happen is you get started and maybe you fail. Or you get started, you share your work with somebody, and you get feedback that you just aren't ready to get. So the point here today is that you may not need confidence per se. So for instance, coaching can result in confidence for you, but it's not as if we lift the top off your head and pour confidence in. Confidence comes through your actions. And one of the ways to stoke it, ignite it, cultivate it, is to protect it. So what do I mean by protecting your confidence? That could be as simple as really thinking about the writing group you're considering joining, making sure that the people there are going to give you feedback that's truly useful to you. That could be choosing to keep a certain project to yourself as you work on it. That's a huge one. You can save yourself a lot of heartache by not divulging your still forming book idea to somebody who may not be able to support you because of their own stuff. Other ways to protect your confidence are to ally yourself with a coach or with a writing group, or go to a writing class with a mentor who is good for you. Be careful with this and be patient with yourself, because it's possible you'll do a little trial and error. You'll land in a place that you thought was just right and it's not. And when that happens, you just have to give yourself a break and try again. But above all, please remember this: your confidence, your belief in your work is your responsibility. And even if you're not feeling it yet, you can take steps to protect the little bit of confidence you may have. And I assure you, it will grow. All right, signing off for now. Hope you enjoyed this video. Come see me over at CoachMarla.com, and please reach out and let me know if I can be of help to you. Thanks.